Blog Talk Radio.
My ideas and concepts must be a reality, so all my dreams can come to be a possibility. All success starts with a decision just to try. Failing is inevitable if we do not fight. Knowing your purpose, meaningful life. Great execution bring confidence in your smile. If you believe, then you can fly. Don't waste no more time, you can soar up to the sky. Say I'm a winner, greatest live inside of me. Nothing you can do to stop me from the lead, yeah. I know I can, I know I will, 'cause I'm a winner. The morning sun to ensure what I said I'll do what's really done. Come in my plans, I got no procrastination. All weakness in my life I have to overcome. No time for doubt, no time for fear. Problems will come, but I will let them disappear. I cannot slow down, I have to run. I see the time and I must complete the mission, 'cause I'm a winner.
Give me life, I'm gonna give my best. Greater is in me than what your eyes can see. My current situation is not the best of me. Not because you tried it and it never worked out. Don't try to discourage me, I'll fill me with doubt. Fate is the substance of things so far, and the evidence of things that I've not seen.
I'm gonna go higher. Don't tell me that I can go higher. There's more than I desire. I'm on fire.
In the world I see, but alcohol is like the rhythm inside in me. It's just very hard to let me lose my faith. But I wanna
change. This world is not the same. Got to hold on to God and change in hand. I know when I'm growing older, my aim is to get more bolder, so my life can be a light guiding you to Christ. Hey.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I am your host, Brother Mike, and tonight we're in for a treat as we get ready to get into a deep teaching on end time prophecy. That's right, we're going to be talking about end times prophecy tonight on Live Deliverance here on blogtalk.com. We would like to thank our sponsors for this evening's teaching, Reverend D.W. Dalton, Reverend Wilmore, Reverend Walker, Reverend Thompson, Reverend McMillan, Reverend Weaver, Reverend Dawkins, Reverend Howard, Reverend Johnson, and Bishop T.C. Wilkes. Amen. We would like to thank you for allowing this teaching to be put forth and put on tonight. And we would like to also thank the churches who are also in attendance that are listening, that are part of these great ministers of the Most High. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get started and hand the mic over to Brother Emmett. But before we do that, let's give time for Brother John. He has a couple of his pastoral friends that he is going to actually acknowledge and give shout-outs to. Brother John, can you hear me?
Hello, hello, everybody. Good evening. Brother John here. I just want to give a little special shout-out to Pastor Simpson, Pastor Wilkins, Pastor Thornton, and Pastor Willoughby. I know you fellas are going to enjoy the session tonight, man. It's really great. I'm looking forward to hearing as well. And hopefully you're ready to take some extensive notes. I know I am. And I'll just ask that the Lord would just anoint to speak it tonight. And I pray that the Spirit of Truth will move in such power that every stronghold of unbelief and discord and vain thought be pulled down and brought into captivity to the glory of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all the glory goes to the Lord Jesus. God asks that you anoint this minister tonight, Brother Overton, that he would preach and teach your word according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's see here. Brother Emmett, can you hear me?
Yes, Brother Mike. I'm going to need you to turn everybody's mic off with me and you.
All right. I got you.
You got me?
Yes, sir. I got it.
Okay. Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries.com. It's a blessing to be here. Took some time off. I needed that time. And I was under the weather, too. I just thank God for I've been having some stomach issues. And I thank God that has prevailed with his blood. And with you praying for healing, if you don't get it, believe you will get it. And I'm praying for my healing. And I'm quite sure that you're praying for yours. We having some serious times in America. We seeing the spirit of racism and this dumb president that these so-called Christians have put in office is ridiculous. And it's going to get worse. God is using the righteous and unrighteous to set up the second coming. And we're going to do some prophetic teaching tonight because the world is coming to an end. And we're going to let the Bible give you a picture of where we at and what the scripture says about the prophetic ministry. As my mentor told me, that prophecy must be tested. And we pray that you test this tonight, that you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as the Lord used me. And we're going to pray and to get into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus Nazareth. I thank you for This day we take authority over Satan. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We come up against all the believers. We come up against believers' strongholds, their weaknesses. Lord, love them, care for them, and show them the love that you have for mankind. Use me as your oracle. I pray that the truth get out, especially in this wicked country, America. Father, we pray that those hear this message will pray and allow 2 Chronicles 7:14 to manifest as they pray. And ask you, O Holy Spirit, to lead me and let God make judgment and righteous judgment on all nations based on their obedience and sense to him. Now use me as your oracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to get right into this. Turn to Matthew chapter 24. We're going to be talking about the end times. We're going to look at Matthew 24. And also, I'm going to show you that the times of Noah and of Lot is no different than today. But before we go into that, I want to move with Matthew 24 and break it down as God gives me the understanding of this. And it says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And in verse 3, he said something very, very interesting. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world? The world will come to an end, because the Bible says, and of the end of the world. So it's going to come to an end. Jesus' prophecy was primarily a reply to the disciples' question, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus gave general signs of the course of the age leading up to the last 45 in Matthew 24:4-14. Brother Mike, give me Matthew chapter 24:4-14. Yeah, Matthew 24:4-14.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
So this is why Live Deliverance is pushing the gospel out. We want to be part of that. Number two, special signs to indicate the final days of the age of the great tribulation is in Matthew 24:15-28. Number three, spectacular signs to occur at his trumpet are coming with power and of great glory. That's going to be in Matthew chapter 24:29-31. An abomination to tribulations, saints to be alerted to the signs leading up to Christ's expectation coming immediately after the tribulation. That's in Matthew chapter 24:32-35. An abomination to believers living before the tribulation to be spiritually ready for the unexpected and unknown time of Christ coming for his faithful. That's in Matthew 24:36-51 and Matthew 25:1-30. A description of the judgment of the nations after his return to earth, Matthew 25, 31 through 46. This is where this whole wicked country, America, is going to get judged at. Mitch McConnell, he's going to get judged. He up in here want to block Obama. When Obama was president, to get a Supreme Court, he wanted to block. Now I said, hey, he's at the end, had 3 years to end the man term. But this old racist dog, he want to hurry up and speed up this mess with this other Republican that they want to put in the Supreme Court. See, all of this is bringing a division in America, and this is fueling the fire for the second coming of Christ. Note that many details of Christ's coming are not disclosed in Matthew 24. Furthermore, no one has so far at all prophesied concerning the end times with complete certainty. Here is why. Because it's a mystery. Jesus disconnected elementary of mysteries, humility, and a heart fixed on the Lord Jesus himself so that we can additionally unfold what's happening through revelation. This is why we have to hear the Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to show you something. I want you to go to Daniel chapter 12, verse 9. 12:10. I'm sorry, Daniel 12:10. And in Daniel 12:10, it says, many shall be purified and made white and tired, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel is told that the full understanding of his prophecy will not come until the time of the end. At that time, some will be purified through testing. These will be the wise who understand. No wicked or rebellious person will be among them. Furthermore, there will be an abominations that make desolations in Matthew 24:15 is going to happen, which will be followed by a period of 1,290 days corresponding to the last 3 days and one half year of the tribulation, plus 45 days. A special blessing will be pronounced on those who come through the 1,335 days. This significance of these days is not explained to Daniel, but the vision does let us know that there will be a period of time between the Battle of Armageddon and the full establishment of the Millennium Kingdom. The important thing is that to the wise, the godly, will understand. Even if they do not understand anything, they will understand enough about end times events to cause them to believe in Jesus and his kingdom and to enter into his final form. It's going to get that bad that people are going to be calling on God. And this is going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. I really believe this prosperity message, this Reverend Leroy Thompson is I don't know what that is. Creflo Dollar, I don't know what that is. He's not anointed. He doesn't cast out demons. He damn sure don't raise the dead, and he can't heal nobody. So you put him in the line of everybody, or he's just a normal preacher that has a message that's deceiving people. Prosperity is through righteousness. God blesses you and meets your needs. Philippians 4:19. I'm rich through Christ Jesus. See, when you teach a doctrine about financial riches, that's connected to the world. For the love of money is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy chapter 6. So if you are pushing this type of gospel and you're making so much money where you can talk people into giving you a plane and you ain't laid hands on one person to raise them from the dead, where are you going to fly where people can, you're going to pay a $47 million plane and you're going to one destination and you can't even raise the dead? See, that's the false prophecy and that people are going to be getting deceived with, and it's happening to this day. It's happening. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, that the end is not yet. Jesus' words in the Mount of Olives discourse to address to his disciples and all his godly faithful until the end of the age and his triumph return to earth. One, concerning believers living before the tribulation period, Christ tells them that they cannot calculate or even estimate the time of his return. This is why the Jehovah's Witness has been wrong. They have pronounced Jesus is going to come, and they keep missing it, and they still keep doing it. See Matthew 24:42-44. Therefore, they must be ready at any time, for he will return to them to heaven, his Father's house, see John 14, 2 through 3, at times when they do not think he will. See, God says in Isaiah 55, 8, my ways are not yours. So stay ready. You don't know. And when you die, that's your second coming. So everybody, we talk, that's good talk about prophecy. But what about if you die tomorrow? Are you ready? You think the righteous are barely make it. Just because you cast out demons, that don't mean nothing. Means nothing. Because he said many have done that and prophesied. He said, I don't even know you. So we got to get our hearts right and stay the hell out of this politics. And we need to pray against these demonic spirits. For those converted to Christ during the Great Tribulation, they can know that the time of his coming for them with a high degree of certainty, for Christ gave them signs by which to expect and know them of his return is very near. When they see these signs, they will know that it is near, even at the door. See Matthew 24:33. Now, I want to show you something. What does this have to do with America? Oh, this is what I want to get to. If you turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 34, 35, 36, and 37. Matthew 24, verse 34 through 37. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass. Okay? Away, but my word shall never pass. Number 36. But of the day, hour, knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Now here's the key. Matthew chapter 24, 37 is going to give you a clue. He didn't say when, because he just now said God doesn't contradict himself. He said we don't know. But he gives us a clue. And here's the clue for us tonight. Here's the clue. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The days of Noah. You have to hold on to that. You have to hold on to the days of Noah. It was very wicked in those days. Now, we got a lot of violence today. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6. We got a lot of violence. Just earlier today, a couple of days ago, and we ain't heard nothing about that black guy got shot, that Pittsburgh police officer shot him, a rookie, shot him. And it had to be a white police officer. I hate to say that, but there's so many black people getting gunned down. Now, in the Obama administration, it was worse. I'm glad he out of office. It doesn't matter what child. People are people. These are people's children, and it's going to get evil. Instead of teaching your children and putting them in a room and giving them a computer to pray on, you need to know the Bible. And you better tell them what's going on according to Scripture, because it's finna pop off, and it's going to get worse. Instead of taking your children to karate classes, which ain't nothing but demons, you need to sit down and understand and teach them what's going on through this Bible, because they are missing it. This generation is gone. It's gone. Evil is everywhere in America. Now, if you go to Genesis chapter 6, excuse me, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters was born unto them. Now, you've got to understand what I'm reading. I'm reading based on Matthew chapter 24, 37. We have to see about what was going on, because Jesus said, but as the days of Noah. So we're going to look at the days of Noah and look at a picture of America today. That's why I'm at Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters was born unto them, the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. These was demonic intervention in those days. Demonic intervention is everywhere now. magic is so full of demons. If you go to YouTube and you see this dude named Dynamo taking a bucket, just as Jesus took 5,000 fish, he didn't have 5,000, but he had nothing in the bucket. And he lifted the bucket and he poured out fish. Don't you think that that's demonic? Witchcraft is so prevalent. Hillary Clinton doing a seance in the White House. Ronald Reagan's wife, Nancy Reagan, into astrology. Everywhere. People all over the world are having problems with demonic manifestation. Well, just one radio station, we got too many. We can't do everything. Me and Sister Dirty just can't do it all. They got to wait. It's that bad. Now, let's look at this picture based on what Jesus says. But as the days of Noah were, now that's where we're going to go at. Don't hold on to Matthew 24:37. That's where I'm at. And Big Mike, that was a beautiful letter. I'll talk to you about that letter. That's my assistant pastor. All right, Genesis 6:2, 6:3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Don't you think he's saying that now? Because he said, as the days of Noah, God is tired of this. For then he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the Son of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts, Lord have mercy, and now all kind of demons, but we get thoughts that transfer in our minds, and sometimes we fall with it. Sometimes we don't. I'm guilty just like anybody else. His thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Don't that sound like Donald Trump? Evil. That's everywhere. Now, look what God says. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things and the fowls of the air, but it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and a perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now here's the one I want to show you in verse 6. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. We have that today. Now, don't forget that Jesus says, but the days of Noah. So we're looking at the days of Noah based on Matthew 24:37, and we see the same. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Nothing is new under the sun. Now, I want you to go to Luke chapter 17. Turn to Luke chapter 17. And in Luke 17, we're going to look at verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, that's in the days of Noah. They drank, that's in the days of Noah. They married wives, that's in the days of Noah. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them. Now, let's go back. Ain't that what they're doing in America today? America partying. They're balling. Turn the BET. Booty every time. Booty. Pow. Booty. 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 Rappers. Jay-Z. Dog. Loke. Nigga. Boom. Boom. Whole ball. Hit shit. Nigga. Nigga. Boom. And that's a hit song? How more wicked can you get? Calling women bitches? I mean, what more are you going to do? Have sex on TV live, say it's good? The number one hit. In that booty, dog, digger, digger. And hear that mess over and on your children hearing that? And that's why they can't obey you. The spirit of the world is in them, Ephesians 2:2. So you see here in Luke 17:26, 17:27, they did eat, they drank. They doing that now. They married, they're doing that now. They married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Verse 28. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot. Now we got to go to Lot. Why we got to go to Lot? Because we've shown you America. America has the same thing. America is doing the same thing. I'm an apostle in America. I'm speaking for Americans. I'm American. I love everybody. This message is for this wicked nation, America. This is a very wicked, so-called Christian, hypocritical nation with these old racist evangelicals putting this racist man in office. They call themselves Christians. It's the world, and it's the system of the world that they're caught in. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot. Now we got to go to Lot. They did eat, same thing as Noah. They drank, same thing as Noah. They bought, same thing as Noah. They sold. They didn't do that, but they sold in the days of Noah. Sold properties. They planted and they built. We're doing that now. Same thing. But the same day that Lot went out of Solomon, it rained it fire and brimstones from heaven and destroyed them all. That's going to happen here. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And in that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his staff in that house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife? She looked back. That's in Luke 17:32. It says, remember Lot's wife. She looked back. In Mark 13:32, it says, but of the day and that hour knoweth no man, nor the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. God knows when it comes, but he's given us signs. And I pray that you people really wake up and hear me. We may know the time and season, but the day and hour, we don't know that. There were a lot of things going on in the days of Noah. We knew that in the days of Lot, there was violence and corruption. The thought life was horrible because the Bible said that they had, this is the day of Noah now, they had every imagination. Remember that. Brother Mike, give me Genesis 6:1-12 again. That's don't, I don't want people to get amnesia.
And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that...
Right there. Only evil continually in those days. is evil every day with this president. It's evil. People are evil every day, getting worse and worse. Now, during that time, the corrupt thought life was one of the main problems. There was violence, sexual perversion, and the earth was filled with a whole lot of violence. Satan has used the TV today to corrupt our thought life. We watch more TV than do we do reading the Bible. And I really believe that when Jesus Christ comes, y'all going to see him on the TV. You're going to see him coming. Cameras, everything going to see him. He's going to come from the east. He just told me that, and I don't know that. He just said, I'm coming from the east. Now, I want you to see something, and I'm going to give you a picture of this. Now, Jesus spoke of eight things that they were doing. One, don't forget, they was eating. Two, drinking. Three, marrying and getting married. Buying, selling, buying and planting. Materialistic. Where we at today with changing your world. Your world ain't changed with money. That's a lie he got up to somebody, changing your world. How are you going to get your world changed with money? Money can't give you peace. Yeah, you need money to pay bills. Oh, don't think. I don't know that. Because when I first started the ministry, I didn't take a dime. I like to went off radio. We need money. But we don't need to preach money. We need to preach righteousness. We need to preach forgiveness. We need to preach love. We need to preach sanctification. We need to preach justification. We need to preach reconciliation. We need to preach holiness. Oh, that's not even popular. Holiness? If I did a teaching on holiness, maybe two or three people would listen to me. That's sad. That's very, very sad. So, a lot of materialistic things are going on that happened in Noah. The Bible says that. Is it too late for America? Mark 3:25 says, and if a house can be divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. Whether it's a spiritual house or any organization, this country is a two-party system country. Republican slave whoopers and Dixiecrat nigger haters. All of them the same. Worldly system. You Christians, you better get in the Bible and stay the hell out the world. And you better be able to hear the Spirit of God, because when it hit, the Lord got to tell you where to get something to eat, because them grocery stores are going to be shut down. America is a sinful nation that is currently experiencing the judgment of God. God has raised up many prophetic voices to call America to repentance and to warn them of their rebellious ways. If they don't change, will lead to doom. Any nation that turns its back against God falls. Look at Great Britain, her glory of oppressing people, her wicked glory all in the Caribbean islands, making people slaves. Going all to India, colonizing them. But they tried to colonize Israel, and they lost their empire. Great Britain ain't nothing until they start trying to annex Israel. And that's why she lost her power. So she's a good example, and I'm glad she lost her power, for putting people slaves. Oh, the nation of God is going to judge all these nations. He's going to judge the righteous and the unrighteous, nations, individuals, churches. We're all going to get it. So it's time to get right, man. If you don't see that you need to change with this, I ain't nothing I can do. America has refused to listen to those prophets. Instead, the nation has stiffed its neck in rebellion against God. They are taking down Ten Commandments and putting up satanic pictures and satanic symbols in a state. Sister Dirt, my sister, sent me a photo. And it was horrible in Oklahoma how they got Satan up there. Ten Commandments gone. The result is that America has passed to the point of no return. When judgment delivers nations from judgment, it's come destruction. Now, the Holy Spirit told me that the spirit of racism is battling because of demographics. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The demographics has changed in this nation. And in 20 years, it's not going to be what you see. This is why this last push is going on with this Make America Great Again. It's not going to work. God's not going to let nobody oppress nobody, especially as Christians. And these Christians in this old stupid, wicked nation here has been so-called Christians for 400 years. And 400 years of that, half of that was slavery in the name of Christianity. They doing the same thing what they did in slaves. In the name of Christianity, they're going to say God put Donald Trump. How going God? God ain't going to use no adulteress and a liar to bring unity to people. He don't even know how to talk. He can't even talk. He's very ignorant. He don't know anything about government. He don't even know the Constitution. This is why God gives us this taskmaster. Christ is coming. And thus the wrath of God is about to fall on this nation, most likely in the form of an economic collapse from which there will be no recovery. They keep messing with these tariffs, y'all going to be out of a job. It is an ominous message to the truth that America, even Christians, will rebel against the Christian community, will reject it because of its compromise and its values to the world. Shannon Davis, you in the world by supporting a worldly government, you fool. The Bible says, be in the world, but be not of it. You're a stupid fool, idiot. Yeah, I call him an idiot. Any Christian minister that's in this gospel has no right to get involved. And I speak as an apostle, and I rebuke you, you dog. You're a dog. To put some unsaved, adulterous man on a Christian radio station talking about God with him, you're a damn liar. It's pathetic how people just buy anything. He can't give you no proof of anything, scripture, or what he's doing with that support of that clown in office. Pastors don't need to be endorsing nobody. Just tell people to pray and stay out of that. But this clown, he does. And y'all tell one of the supporters, I want him on the radio. I'll eat him alive because he don't know the scriptures. He can't even hear God. I'm glad I don't even do deliverance with him anymore. Who this guessing? My best friend, Brother John, said, why are you with him? He can't hear God. The Christian community rejected because it has compromised its values with the world. Shannon Davis, you've done that. It has wrapped itself up in the flag. Shannon Davis, you've done that. You're a flag wrapper. America and the Star Spangled Banner for black people, don't confess that. Ain't no hollering slave for you. Death and life in the power of the tongue. We got to detach ourselves from worldly things. But this fool grabbing the flag and being patriotism, God don't care, but God wants us to be spiritual as Christians instead of patriotism. That's the world. That's going to fade and go. But Christ's word ain't never going to go away. Donald Trump, what, 8 years? I doubt he ain't going to make eight. But after that, he's gone. And what happens then? What you got then? Now you got to run back to Christ and go find somebody with your own stupid ideology beliefs. And yet he in a foreign country with a foreign wife. You really need to got a problem. You better get over here before Donald Trump turn that Asian woman out. And you won't be able to bring her over here, wherever you're at, Manila or somewhere over there. What if it happened to you? He'd take your child and lock your child up over there. I bet, would you still put his picture on your website then? You got a little boy over there, that foreign lady over there. She ain't even American yet. So, hey, ain't no thing you can get over here, how he acting. But you support him. Stay out of politics, brothers and sisters. Patriotism and the flag and deceive itself with the gospel of wealth and prosperity in this country. When God sees prophets and sends any prophet to Israel and Judah, calling them to repentance, the people mock the prophets. We are God's chosen people. They redeemed the prophet. God will never allow one nation to destroy his kingdom. And he definitely ain't going to let the United States do it. See Jeremiah 5:12 through 13 and Malachi chapter 3, verse 11. But the truth is that we are anything but a Christian nation. Our behavior as a nation makes a mockery of Christianity. Look what's going on. But these are Christians, evangelical, put them in office. Look what the bloods on you have done. But the truth is that we are anything but a Christian nation. Our behavior as a nation makes a mockery of Christianity. We lead the world in every abomination known to man. We lead the world in abortion. We lead the world in alcoholism. We lead the world in drugs. We lead the world in addiction. We lead the world in gambling. We got the highest divorce rate in any Christian nation. Child abuse is heavy. You got priests popping boys in the butt, and ain't nobody saying nothing about that. You got crime. You got pornography everywhere, all on the internet. And yes, even child pornography is getting worse. Yet we export our violence and our immoral to all other countries through our sleazy movies and television programs. We have become the more polluted nation on this planet Earth with this filth. I'm hearing something, Brother Mike. The Lord just gave me something. I'm hearing them. Brother Mike, go to 2 Corinthians. And this is for every individual Christian who call yourself a Christian. 7:1.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Perfecting holiness. That's what we need to be dealing with. And we are weeping what we have sown. The judgment of God is upon this nation. Read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 through 48, and you'll see all these things on America. Again, Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 48. The course of a nation under judgment are listed. There are the passages reading like a detailed subscription of American society, cities in chaos, youth in bondage, government is confused, a foreign policy that's in a mess, and that's a disaster. We don't even have a VA representative over our VA because of this so stupid fool y'all put in office. Y'all put a dog in office. Tell him I say a dog. I wish he'd get me on national TV and call me something. I'll cuss him out live. Yeah, I cuss him out because I have no respect for him. The chilling thing about our behavior in this nation is that the Bible teaches that we are a nation under judgment. We refuse to repent. It will ultimately reach a point where God will deliver his judgment to the wrath, his doom, and his dire on this nation. This nation cannot be saved even by the prophets of righteousness, says it couldn't be. Ezekiel 14, 12 through 20, Brother Mike. It's too late. Supreme Courts are conservative. Democrats are liberal and all this stupid foolishness. Doesn't work. Ezekiel 14, 12 through 20, Big Mike.
The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord. If I cause noisome beast to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it be desolate, that no man can pass through because of the beast, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. Or if I bring a sword upon that land and say, Sword, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send a pestilence into that land and pour out my fury upon it in blood to cut off from it man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness.
It is called the Nahum principle because it is so clearly taught in the message that God gave to Nahum to deliver to Nineveh, the capital of the Assyrian Empire. Nahum pronounces that the nation wounds have become incurable. Let's go to Nahum 3:19, Big Mike, and that's the same thing here happening in America, incurable. Nahum 3:19, the Holy Spirit gave this to me. Yes, I'm very militant, I'm outspoken, I'm bold, and God can use me. He can use my tongue. I am not afraid to speak anything to anybody physically, on this radio, wherever. Jesus says you should know the truth. And if I'm teaching the truth, I don't worry about none of you. Because I got a Father in heaven that's way more bigger than you. And believe me, I am his servant. Because you mess with me, you're going to wind up being a car accident by God. Nahum 3:19.
There is no healing out of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that bear the bruit of thee shall clap their hands over thee. For upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually?
Still going. That's what God's saying, America. Jeremiah used the same terminology when he later pronounced God's doom upon Judah. Same thing. See, it's just repeating itself, but America's getting hers. Give me Jeremiah 10:19, Big Mike.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 19. Woe is for me, my hurt. My wound is grievous, but I said, truly, this is a grief, and I must bear it.
See, y'all bearing this if you ain't saved. And if you're saved, you're bearing it because you got to get out the world. Give me Jeremiah 30, verse 12. I'm warning you, Christians, get out this world and this system. Jeremiah 30, verse 12, Big Mike.
For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous.
Now, when a nation sins against God, they're at war with God. And you ain't going to win. Big Mike, Exodus 15:3.
All right, Exodus chapter 15 and verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
Now, the days of Noah, the culture was intense pressure with penetration from the occult realm. There were unnatural relationships between beings of different order of spirits, as we read in Genesis chapter 6, and from a higher realm. Now, they didn't even have the technology that we have, and they was wickeder than we are. My God. It had universal corruption of thought. It had rampant violence. Crimes and violence increasing. It had widespread sexual perversions. Oh, we got it over here. Now, let's show you something about America in the book of Judges. Turn to Judges 19:1. Israel became like this. This is the same way as the United States. And if Israel's going to get judged, this land that these folks stole from the Indians are going to pay a heavy price. I doubt if any of the founding fathers in heaven, they butt-bought in hell being Masons. That's totally against Christ. These men call themselves Masons and the founding fathers. They're not my founding fathers. They don't look African. They're not Cajun. My mama Cajun. My daddy, they don't know nothing like me. So that's not my founding father. My founding father is God in heaven and his son Jesus. I reject having some humanistic people on this earth. You won't want me to call you my father. When you slave my people, whoop the hell out of them, rape them, and beat them for 400 years, and even some of you nasty presidents who are supposed to be the founding father, screwing all the black women, getting light-skinned niggas like me, y'all sick. Especially your nasty presidents in the past who had sexual relations and slave owners. John Adams, the $20 bill, they got him off, was a damn slave owner. Y'all call this righteousness? God don't care about no human government. God cares about righteousness. God can wipe this country off in an instant, and he's going to, because you're going to do it yourself, believing in humanism. The events recorded in Judges 19 reveals how deprived some immoral Israelis soon became after they turned from God. Some Israelis and the Benjamites became homosexuals, rapists, and murderers. A Levite minister of God's word submitted his wife over to rape and death in order to save himself. We're going to talk about that. Thus, both ministers alike fall into the depths of depravity when God and his words are forsaken. And when you take God's word out and you claim prosperity and leave out casting out demons and leaving all that out and just adding money, 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 that's idolatry. That's not a gospel. And that's what's happening in this country. When we get deprived and when asked if it's God's word that has forsaken us, and we've forsaken God's word, any nation leave out God. You saw what happened to Israel in Judges 19. We're going to read it. Hosea 9:9, they have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquities and will visit their sins. God's going to visit America's sins. Hosea 10:9, O Israel, thou hast sinned from the day of Gibeon against the children of iniquity. Did not overtake them? We've been overtaken by sin here. Now let's look at this thing here in Judges and compare it to America. Big Mike.
Yes, sir.
Let's turn together to the book of Judges.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mike, we're going to Judges 19.
Okay.
Now, in this story, it was a very violent story. God gave this to me 11 years ago. But he added some stuff here because I wanted to show you something. Now, this is the Levite and his concubine. And in this story, you're going to see some wicked stuff. Just like America. Let's take this turn before we close. Also, you're going to see a name, Belial. Son of Belial, Hebrew, worthlessness. The same expression is translated as children of Belial in 1 Samuel 10:27. The sons of Belial, 1 Kings 21:10. Later, Satan, who is the personification of wickedness, comes to be known as Belial in 2 Corinthians 6:15. If you see that the devil is all in this. Satan is the god of this world, Shannon Davis, you fool, you idiot. Satan is the god of this world, idiot. You got a president that's in the world, idiot. Jesus said, come out from among them, idiot. We don't need to be taking sides with no political party, you stupid idiot. Now watch this. Oh, it's finna get really wicked. All right, Big Mike, let's do this. We're going to read Leviticus 19. And it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel. No leadership. We ain't got none now. When there was no king in Israel, that there were a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judea. And his concubine played the horn against him and went away from him unto his father's house to Belet to Judah and was there 4 whole months. And her husband arose and went after her to speak friendly unto her and to bring her again, having his servants with him. And the concubine asses, and she brought him into his father's house. And when the father of the damsel saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. Verse 4. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him, and he abode with him 3 days, so they did eat and drink and lodge there. Verse 5. And it came to pass on the 4th day, when they arose early in the morning, that he arose up to depart. The damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, comfort thy heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. Verse 6. And they sat down and did eat and drank both of them together. For the damsel's father had said unto them, unto the man, be content, I pray thee, and tarry all night, and let thy heart be merry. And when the man rose up to depart, his father-in-law urged him, therefore he lodged there again. Verse 8, and he arose early in the morning on the fifth day to depart. And the father's damsel said, comfort thy heart, I pray thee. And they tarried until afternoon, and they did eat, both of them. So he's been trying to stop them. I'll show you why. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said unto him, behold now, the day draws toward evening. I pray you tarry all night. Behold, the day groweth to an end. Lodge here, that thy heart may be merry. And tomorrow get you early on your way, that thou mayest go home. Verse 10. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed, and he came over against Jezbis, which is Jerusalem. And there was with him two asses saddled. His concubine also was with him. And when they were by Jezbis, the day was far spent. And the servant said to his master, come, I pray thee, and let us turn into the city of the Jezreelites and lodge in it. And his master said unto him, we will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger. This is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah. And he said unto his servants, come and let us draw near to one of these places to lodge all night in Gibeah or in Ramah. And they passed on and went their way. And the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin. And they turned aside thither to go into the lodge of Gibeon. And when he was in, he sat down in the street of the city. For there was no man that took them into his house to lodge or lodging. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at Eve, which was also of Mount Ephraim. And he sojourned in Gibeon. But the man of the place was a Benjaminite. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the streets of the city. And the old man said, whither goest thou, and whither thou, where comest thou? I said, where are you going and where are you coming? That's what it means in Old English. That's how Jesus told me when he was telling me what thou doest means. And he said unto him, we are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the side of Mount Ephraim. From there am I, and I went to Bethlehem, Judea, but I am now going to the house of the Lord, and there is no man that receiveth me to house. Yet there is both straw and provider for our asses, and there is bread and wine also for me, and for thy husband man, and for thy young man, which is with thy servants, there is no want of anything. And the old man said, peace be with thee, however, let all thy wants lie upon me, only lodge not in the street. So he brought him into the house and gave provider unto him and to his asses, gave him something to drink. And they washed their feet and did eat and drink. Now there they was making their hearts merry. Behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the hour round about and beat at the door and spoke to the master of the house, the old man, saying, bring forth the man that came into thy house, that we may know him. Now, that word very, very, that we may know him, that means to have sex with him, that we may know him. Because you're going to see the same word in Genesis. You're going to see the same word in Genesis. Brother Mike?
Yes, sir.
Give me Genesis 19:5.
All right.
Now, watch this. This is America.
And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them.
Don't that sound the same?
Yep, exactly the same.
Exactly the same, that we may know them. That's sex. They won't have sex. That we may know him. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto him, nay, my brethren, nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly sin that this man has come into my house. Do not this folly. He said, don't do this. Look at this in verse 24 of Judges 19:24. Behold, here is my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine. Then I will bring out now and humble ye them and do with them whatsoever is good unto you but unto this man, do not so a vile thing. The man offered his daughters. They don't want that. That's America today. But the men would not hearken unto him, so the man took his concubine and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her. They had sex with her and abused her all night until the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. Then came the woman into the dawn of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was. Still it was light. And her lord rose up in the morning and opened the door of the house and went out of his way. And behold, the woman had a concubine was falling down at the door upon the house, and her hands was upon the threshold. And he said unto her, up and let us be going. But none answered. Then the man took her upon an ass, and the man rose and gat him into his place. And when he was come into the house, he took a knife and laid hold of the concubine and divided her together with her bones into the 12 pieces and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it said there was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt until that day considered of it. Take advice and speak your mind. She died, so cut her up. That's happening today. America. We're the only country who started this homosexual legalism. Now, the head is very sick. The head is sick in government. This goes all the way down to us. The head is very, very sick. We're going to close with Isaiah. Chapter 1, verse 20. Head is very, very sick. Very sick. And this is America. These are your so-called evangelical Christians who's voting for people who are totally opposite of the word of God, who put their trust in humans and not God. That's what America is all about. This country will kill you. They work you from 9 to 5. You got to work overtime to get you 2 weeks off. You go back to work the rest of your life. Just work. And you call that prosperity. Stupid fools. Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. That's where we at now in America. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass is master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people does not consider. Same as here. Ah, a sinful nation. That's America. A people laden with an iniquity. That's America. A seed of evildoers. Oh, they're inventors of evil over here. Children that are corrupt. They have forsaken the Lord. Children ain't think about the Lord nowadays. People don't care nothing about Jesus Christ. But if you go to Creflo Dollar, they care about that type of teen. Leroy Thompson, they like that. Juanita Bynum, an old, no anointing woman. The woman ain't got no anointing. She don't even cast out demons. Evangelists cast out demons, man. Acts 8, she ain't no evangelist. She got the title. But see, this is what you're getting over here in America. You're getting piss and dung. 2 Kings 18:27, you're getting dunged. Brothers and sisters, we need to wake up. The Lord hath provoked the Holy One unto Israel anger. They are gone away backwards. And why ye be stricken anymore? Will ye revolt more and more? The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. This government is sick. You got a sick president and it falls all the way down. We got a division in this nation. Christians, you need to get out of this game and turn your life over to God. Get yourself right. Stop putting your trust in some political leaders and do what is necessary to allow the second coming of Christ in your life. I ask you this day, the choice is yours. Who are you choosing? Republican slave whoopers? Democratic Dixiecrats? Liberal foolishness? None of that won't help you. Because when God going to come judging, God don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. God don't care whether you're black or white. God careth for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. God cares about righteousness. He does not care about evil. We want to open up lines. I want to thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We have been on air for 7-8 years, and we're going to continue to be on air until I go to heaven. Let's open this up to Big Mike. Big Mike, give me a commentary.
Powerful teaching there, brother. Powerful teaching. You summed up everything. It seems like every possible thing that Scripture has been stating already is the same thing that we're facing today. There's nothing new under the sun, because everything that we, if you will take time to read in the Scripture, is the same thing that's going on today. It's just repeating
same
itself
thing.
Over and over and over. Amen.
Durden. John Durden. Pastor John Durden, elder. Let him get in.
Hello, hello. I enjoyed that session, brother. You were talking about one of my favorite subjects. And I was listening to you very intently. Boy, the Lord gave it to you right on. Some additional stuff that I learned by listening tonight was what I heard you say that talked about the Olivet Discourse, which is in Matthew, the 24th chapter. And it's, things that were mentioned were, Jesus gives Matthew 24 talks about Jesus giving us the signs that will characterize the last days, as well as some hint as to when the end will draw nearer. There was some mention about, you said, in the end times also, what Jesus said in Matthew 24, false prophets and religious compromises within the visible church will increase. People compromising their lifestyle and everything else, and many will be deceived. It was also mentioned that the persecution of God's people will become more severe, and we can see that when Jesus talked that in Matthew 24. And we can see through the president, like you said, now he is giving favor to what, that Noah guy, I mean, to the North Korean leader. And also now he's planning to have a little meeting with Putin, and we know what that all about. You also mentioned that with respect to Jesus' second coming, say violence, crime, and disregard for God's law will increase rapidly, and natural love and form of affection will decrease, talking about homosexual increase, talk about our Supreme Court approve homosexual marriage and this kind of thing. And there was also some mention about, he said, towards the end of the age, religious deception will be rampant. You're talking about these false prophets, these false teachers, these false Christian churches coming up with a bunch of crap. And because the people are not in the Word, they don't have the slightest idea what's going on. You mentioned Matthew 24:9. That's mentioned where Jesus said, you will be hated, talking to disciples. You mentioned Matthew 24:11. You said, many false prophets shall rise. You mentioned Matthew 24, verses 33 through 37, talking about the coming of Jesus, and Jesus was comparing his coming to that of Noah without getting into any detail. And you talked about Mark 13:32. You said, no one knows the coming of the Lord. That's true. And then you kind of ended with Luke 17:26. It says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. God bless you,
got
man.
An email.
That's my favorite subject.
Got an email from Dr. T.R. Tillman to you, Brother John. We are live on YouTube. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
There's no way this man wrote this sermon out. I know you're his buddy, and I know you're a master in prophecy. You can't fool me. Thank you, T.C. Tillman.
Boy, some people, but you tickle me, man. You know, I keep saying over and over and over that he is a modern-day type. Not kind, modern-day type, like Matthew and Peter and Paul, where God personally taught them. They didn't have the Bible or anything else. The only person taught them was the Lord Jesus. It took him 3 years before he was resurrected, crucified and resurrected. He taught them personally. And this is a short thing. God did the same thing with Brother Emmett. Emmett came in my office, just one, this is going to take 15 seconds, came in and said, Jesus came to him, appeared to him personally over in my other's office and told him that he was going to teach him personally. And that's what you're hearing. When he teaches, he's not teaching what I'm telling him to teach. He's not teaching or saying what I'm whispering in his ears. He's teaching what the Lord is speaking to his spirit, or what the Holy Spirit is speaking to his spirit. Please understand that. Jesus have certain apostles and teachers and ministers and pastors. He's still appointing special pastors with gifts. Some have the gift of singing. Some have the gift of teaching. Well, he has the gift of teaching, not only that, but because his primary calling is to that in the ministry of deliverance, God anointed his ears so he can hear the Holy Spirit and hear his son, Jesus Christ. That's what's going on. When you hear him like that, ain't no way in the world that stuff he was rapping to us come from study or me telling him. There's some stuff he's telling me I don't even know, you know, because I don't know it all. I'm still learning the Bible. I'm just a humble man trying to learn the Word of God. And what you hear him saying, he's just, I don't know how many times I got to say this, but he's repeating what the Holy Spirit is telling him sometimes, and he's repeating what the Lord Jesus tells him sometimes. So that's what it is. Not me. If I say, yes, 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 that's me. I was doing it, what I'm doing. I'm claiming all of God's glory. God ain't going to strike me down. Many people in the Bible who try to get God's glory end up eating grass and living like an animal. I was eaten up by dogs, you know, and worms coming out of them. And that ain't going to happen to me. That is all belong to the Lord Jesus. Jesus and the Holy Spirit is telling him what to say. That's all this. I ain't telling him a doggone thing. For me to say so, I'd be lying and grabbing God's glory. And, buddy, God ain't going to crucify me and beat me to a pulp. I'm going too long to go to hell, not a lie. Because the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, he says, not only whoremongers and sorcerers are going to hell, he said, but even liars, L-I-A-R-S, even liars are going to hell. You don't have to kill somebody. You don't have to be a fornicator. You don't have to be a whore. You don't have to be a prostitute. You can just be a liar, and your butt will still go to hell. So that's what's happening. And God bless you for asking that question. If you have any others, feel free. We'd be glad to entertain you. God bless you.
Big Mike, 814. Those who listen to me on live YouTube, 646-378-1857. Big Mike, 814.
814, you have the mic.
Hey, man. Hey,
hello.
Man. It's okay. I'd like to give a couple of confirmations that really confirm some things. And
amen.
Several years ago, and first let me say, at the time when God gave me these visions, I was in contact with no ministry. So that means I wasn't playing any yes man or trying to jump on somebody's bandwagon because, I just wasn't involved with anything, which I think is important. But I'd wake up in the middle of the night. God would wake me up and I'd see a map of the U.S. And I kept seeing the United States of Rome. And it was all about, Rome and how it was, it was like the map vibrated, the whole U.S. And these things would happen more than once. It wasn't just a one-time, pizza dream or anything like that. And the second set had to do with the United States. It just seemed like we were at war with everybody. And I wasn't given a time frame. Yeah, and part of it had to do with, it actually seemed, and I'm trying to remember, but we could get to the point where it's like, when you get at war with everybody, sometimes you get paranoid and you attack the wrong people. But if we would turn to God, God would reveal, true enemies versus the panic. So there was some things there. And the third thing was in the midst of this, because God doesn't want us to go through it. I was having all these, always having dreams about Australia and New Zealand being at peace and a safe place for us, even in those times of war. So I do believe that, before it comes, when we're faithful, God will give us an option. Those who are faithful, he'll show us the safe place. So I was always, this would happen time and time again. It was always Australia, New Zealand. Again, I don't know exactly when this is happening or how many years away, but it was always, that was a safe place whenever the whole world seemed to be after each other. And I'll close with that. But the United States of Rome, I think, really hits with what you're saying about, the sin. Amen.
Amen, brother. God bless you. Error code 713. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Error code 713.
Yeah. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm fine, brother.
Yeah, I'm calling in for deliverance. I've been trying to catch a hold to you, brother.
What city you live in?
I'm in Houston, Texas, zip code.
Okay, now what I do when I do deliverance, I do it with only cyber members, because the reason why I do that, I used to do deliverance to everybody and anybody, and I just don't do that anymore, because I want people that I don't know what people's under. I don't know what they said and what they're listening to. And I get my cyber members, and we do have an open deliverance for non-cyber, but I am so my schedule is so bagged up, and I don't want to say you have to be a cyber member. I don't want to do that, but I do have to go before the Lord, because I don't want to break the rules here, because we have cyber members, a church member, where we deal with deliverance with them. They come in the room. They're always here. They can see me and interact. Do you have a pastor?
Oh, sure, I do.
Do your pastor do deliverance?
Not quite sure if he does that.
Well, why are you there then?
Well, I'm there because I feel like the Lord has me there.
Well, I don't, personally, I would say this. Jesus wants you to be fed, and if a pastor can't provide the diet of deliverance, Jesus commanding all of us to cast out demons. I always wonder when Christians want deliverance, they at a church that doesn't do deliverance, have you, you're under another covering? Are you a member of that church? Have you asked your pastor? I mean, you tithe there, nothing against you, but if you're there and you ain't getting help, then leave. That's what I tell people. I mean, why are people at a church where they can't get no help? And deliverance takes time, brother. And I don't mind doing it, but I have cyber members, and you have to be a cyber member here. We've changed that. We used to do that 10 years ago, and it would run me and Sister Durden up a wall. People come, they won't come, and they missed the appointment. And I just don't do that. And that's you can become a cyber member, or if you're in the room all the time, I can see you here. We can open it up in the room for open members. But deep deliverance, I only do that with cyber members, because we're a church just like your church, and I have to look after those who I'm sorry?
Who is this I'm talking to?
This is me, Emmett Overton, Live Deliverance Internet Radio.
Okay, well, Brother Mike told me to call back twice already, so I'm figuring
well,
that
I got,
I'm going
to... Well, no, it doesn't work like that. He wanted me to talk to you because I'm the CEO here, and I told him to do that. He's following orders. He's my assistant pastor. So I tell people, if you're going to do that, you have to sit up under us for a while. I got to see where you're coming from. I don't do that no more, brother. I just don't. Oh, come on in. We've started doing the way yet, where you've been, what you're into. And if you have a pastor, if you're tithing there, a labor of his word is not hired. And I'm not going to labor, and I'll say this public with anybody. I can't labor 8-9 hours. And if you're tithing there, that's going to mess up my time with my people. So I'm just being honest. That's how it is with me now. I just don't do that no more.
I do have a question.
Yeah, go.
What did you mean about that you're talking about Donald Trump? You said, I would love to address him. I would curse him out. What does that mean?
I would rebuke him. I would rebuke him in the name of Jesus. What are you doing? I can do that. I'm an apostle. You can openly rebuke a person.
Well,
I don't like Donald Trump.
Donald.
I don't like his racist ideology. I don't like his stupidity. I don't like him calling black folks a son of a bitches, and as a pastor, I had to stand up to that. I'm not with that program with that white man. He's very racist, and I'm not about racism. I'm about righteousness.
Okay, bro. Well,
all right, God bless.
Thank you very much.
Huh? Next one, Erico 845. Erico 845.
Amen, brother.
845.
Hello.
A beautiful letter. You gave me a beautiful letter of your commitment to the San Diego Chargers. You said you loved the Chargers.
Did you get the letter
saying
that
I got that beautiful letter?
Retiring?
No, you were going to be a San Diego Charger man.
Oh, that's the wrong letter. It's about my retirement. That's what it was about.
Tell me something good. What you got? Did you learn something tonight?
Oh, brother, I always learn something every night when I'm here, whether it's you, whether it's Steve, Mike, John. You guys are wonderful. I mean, you know, you're straightforward, brother, always. You know, that's why I love you. And, yeah, what you said is right, brother. You know, Jesus doesn't care about this government. He really doesn't. I mean, I don't think he cares in the sense how we think he might care or how we care.
It's not of his kingdom. That's why it's not of his kingdom. Jesus tell us, be in the world, but don't be of it.
If
Shannon Davis, those clown, somebody call him and tell that fool that what the world is he doing? Jesus said, be in the world. Call him from it. Tell him I said, come see me. I want him.
He won't.
He don't even want to. He won't call or nothing. I called him today. I said, hey, let's get on the air. Oh, he's running. I said, you got to come to America. You'll be happy for them Donald Trump promises while you got an Asian wife over there with an Asian child that ain't even a U.S. citizen. Hell, they may lock her up and put her behind bars.
Brother, this is why, as a follower of Jesus Christ, I just try to stay in the spirit, brother, because...
I have to speak the truth. I'm on front line, man. I can't let that. I'm a pastor.
Amen to that, brother. No, I can't let that go.
If Dr. Martin Luther King would have been doing regular sermons on Sundays and not attending to the affections of a colored people, and he was a Christian, he had to do what he had to do.
Yeah.
And he was a pastor.
This is true. A lot of people always try to draw me into the whole debate of like politics.
No, man.
And,
you stay out of that.
I never get into that.
Stay out of that. I'm just getting on Shannon Davis. He called himself a deliverance minister. That's why I'm riding him. He ain't no deliverance minister. He's just a speech writer. He can't even preach. He's just a TV host, jockey show of everybody and all kind of crazy folks on there talking some crazy, stupid stuff. All of them on that radio station just as goofy and stupid to sit up there and go teach under some racist Republican pitcher, and you in a foreign country with a Lord have mercy. This man's in a foreign country.
It looks bad, you know. And you're right. A lot of people that do get on his get on there. I mean, I'm not doubting them. I'm not questioning them about their, you know, like who they serve. But a lot of them are pro-Trump. And
I'm pro against all of them, because they shouldn't be pro-Trump or pro-nobody. You get on there and you tell them, I said, they don't need to be pro-nobody. They make themselves look like a fool representing Jesus being on the side of a political opponent. Jesus never was on any side of any opponents. He did not say he endorses Pontius Pilate. He never said that.
Yeah,
never in his life did he say that.
I do listen on into him, brother, but I don't get involved in any of that. This is my church, so this is my foundation.
I got him.
You know,
I got you, brother.
Keep on hitting him.
I'm hitting him. I got this. God told me to hit him, and I'm gonna keep whopping him. I'm gonna pop him until he get on this radio station live where I can eat him out. Scripture, I will wear him out. He wouldn't make it the first 30 minutes.
Yeah. He wouldn't make it the first 30 minutes.
He don't know the Bible. He's just a talk show host. He does not know the Bible. He don't speak in tongues. He used to tell me, teach me how to do sermon. He can't preach no sermon, just talk. He has no anointing, and it's ridiculous. Call himself a deliverance minister. Deliverance ministers don't get in that mess.
Yep.
And I rebuke him, and I rebuke them house niggas he got on his radio station. I rebuke that old prophet he got, Drew, that be prophesying wrong. I rebuke that mess.
Yeah,
ain't nobody with that. I rebuke all that.
Yes, you're talking about this.
Yeah, Prophet Drew. Prophet Drew.
Yep.
Yeah, him.
I think, dude.
Call himself, and he still get on my radio station listening. I don't know what he's listening to, because he ain't up here prophesying lies to people. Man, that's ridiculous, man.
Oh,
I'm not going to let that happen on my watch, brother. I'm an apostle, and I'm sent to you, and I will rebuke anything that's not of God, especially with some fool with a website with some racist president on it, and call himself Christianity. That's sickening.
Brother Jesus is calling his church, you know, strictly. He's getting ready.
That's right. God ain't interested in calling a Republican or Democrat. God wants y'all to call on him and put your trust in him instead of the Republican. When Trump get impeached, I'm going to call him. Say, hey, where the pitch at? Because it's going to go down then. What's going to happen when he get impeached?
That's why Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
That's right. And he should not be involving and endorsing any political party as a pastor. Donald Trump need to go to bed together. He need to go to bed with Donald Trump. They about to do good together in bed. I'm the real deal, brother. I'm the real deal. Now, you see what I'm saying to him? I want him to feel it because that's how his president talked to people. That's how he talked to American people. So he's getting a dose of what his president do, and I'm doing it to him. I want to sit in and see how I feel, you old fool, you idiot. That's how his president talk to people. His president called him son of a bitch.
I believe that this nation was founded in Christianity, but then the devil really crept up in it and just corrupted everything, and then we have Freemasons and just the whole...
I don't know. I can't say whether America was made by God, because if it was, God must have liked a lot of black people, because a lot of millions of black people died through slavery. And I don't think that my God, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, hate anybody. I think that my God says he's a God of love for all people and for all races. I do not believe that America was no Christian country. It's never been one. That's the biggest lie from the pit of hell. This land is your land. This land is my land. That's a lie. Nothing but a lie. A lie straight out of hell. How are you going to be a Christian nation and whooping slaves and having sex with them and creating light-skinned niggas like me? How is that going to be? I'm real with this. You know, before I was in the ministry, I was a gangster, man. I was a hardcore street. And when I was in the game, I was true to it. Now, I'm in the ministry of being true to this. This country ain't never been no Christian nation. Never. And it's been a double-tongued nation. They done stole this land. The Louisiana Purchase was a lie. Here comes, 4th of July? 1776, black people wasn't barbecuing. Man, it was being whipped on, being raped.
Yep.
We didn't get independence in 1865. So what's up with the 4th of July? I don't celebrate that. I don't celebrate the 4th of July. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Black people wasn't sitting with them when they were eating, and then they killed all the Indians after they ate with them. They slaughtered them.
Yeah.
Now how do you say that's Christian?
Yeah.
All of it's pagan.
No, it's not. A lot of it is all pagan.
They, you know,
all twisted.
And they can't
all
say that the founding fathers were Christians. They wasn't Christians. They was chasing too many black women.
Yeah, it's a bunch of wickedness, brother.
And half of them was slave owners, and half of them was masons. How about Jesus Christ? And got a pentagram in the middle of Washington Street, a satanic star.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they got the obelisk and all that other stuff.
This ain't no Christian nation. This is a nation that's said by mouth, but far away from his heart. Mark 7:6.
And is infiltrating churches and everything else. That's why I could see it's going back. It's kind of going backward, and Christ is cleaning the house. And, Christians, you know, people are going to get separated now because the real followers are, you know, God says that my sheep hear my word. So, you know, those people are going to follow Christ and going to be divided.
People need to start hearing the Spirit of God, and people need to stop getting into politics and depending they trusting in some human being. Before I close, Brother Mike, Psalms 118:8. 845, you have gave me a beautiful letter of the San Diego Chargers. We're going to discuss that tomorrow about them Chargers.
Oh, man. That was our retirement letter.
Love you, 845.
I love you too, brother.
I'm gonna stand tight. I'm gonna keep rocking, Shannon. I'm gonna rock 'em. I'm gonna rock 'em. I'm gonna rock 'em and ride 'em.
Don't rock 'em too hard, man.
rock them. I rock them every day. I call them. Hey, Donald Trump lover, when you going to debate me? 118:8 Psalms 118:8-4-5 I rocked him. I rock him every day. He won't call. He don't want to discuss that with me. I wear him out with the Bible. I eat him alive. No, I wouldn't even put a shoe on him.
But that, I know, that's why he didn't even broadcast your teaching. You know,
He's racist. He's racist. Shannon Davis is racist. And then he had a nerve to tell me, I got some black people in my family. That don't mean nothing. George Washington had some black people in his family. What does that mean?
I got a lot of black people in my family.
I hear that all the time. They always tell me, there are some black people. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be so happy that you got some black people. And then you still talk to me like a dog. Man, please.
Man, the spirits, man. These spirits. It's sad to
I even asked Shannon Davis, have you been in the military? Oh, my uncle been in the military. I ain't say have your uncle or your granddad. I asked, have you been in the military?
Have you?
He said, no.
Nah.
I said, have Donald Trump been in the military? Brother, we don't want to discuss that. He had 5 deferments, and he's commanding in chief for 5 deferments from the Vietnam War. Are you crazy? That's
it's
like me telling my daughter that she's going to be over the Marine Corps, and she don't know nothing about the military. This is a clown, and it's not going to last that long. The clown days are going to be over with. The clown will get impeached. I pray against them every night. I pray against all evil in this nation. I bind it in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I take authority over the spirit of racism in Democrats and Republicans and anybody. I bind that spirit by the authority of Christ Jesus. I bind patriotism. I bind anything that's against Genesis to Revelation. And I'll die for this.
Amen to that, brother.
God bless you. Big Mike, close out. We want to thank everyone for listening to us. We had a wonderful night tonight. We're on livedeliverance.com. Oh, I brought it tonight. I'm being real. If you're a deliverance minister everywhere, please stay out of politics and don't let me hear about it because I'll ride you. Stay out of it. Shannon Davis, call me. 404-461-9522. I'll rip something new in you on a debate. Call me, Shannon Davis. Oh, racist cracker. Close out, Brother Mike.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we come before you tonight, Father. And we thank you, Father, for the teaching, Father. We ask that you will bless, Father, those who have heard it, Father. Let it be uplifting, Father, for their ears, Father, and let them knowledge and wisdom flow from it, Father, that they may receive it, Father. In your mighty name, Father, we ask that you continue to watch over us, bless us, and guide us. Father, we ask that you will forgive us of our sins and our iniquities that we have committed against you, Father. But, Father, continue to let your grace abound, Father, that we may, Father, may have time, Father, and chance to repent, Father, for the abominations and the wickedness in our hearts, Father, and that we've committed. Father, have mercy upon us. Watch over us and guide us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Christian, stop separating yourself with the body of Christ. Stop getting involved in these politics. Stop taking allegiance to unsaved people. He don't even have no discernment. He has no discernment, because if he had any discernment of the Holy Spirit, the Lord would tell him to stay out of it. He can't hear God if God was right next to his toe. People need to hear the power of God and stop depending on your humanism and how you was taught by your tradition and break that and come to Jesus of Nazareth. God bless you. Don't forget to tell someone to subscribe here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. I'm straight up. I don't hold no punches back. I am not passive. There's nothing in me passive. Nothing. God bless you. Sow a seed. Keep us on the air. Lift us up in prayer. Pray against the spirit of racism. Pray against this foul, wicked spirit. And pray that Christians will come to the knowledge of Christ instead of the stupid ignorance that they see through the TV. God bless.